We can say it's a blessing to be here this morning, and certainly appreciate the song service. And I believe we could all say, saved or lost, God's been good to us. I'm thankful that I got a God that I know. He knows me. He knows I'm a fallible creature. But I'm thankful He's willing, when I call on Him and ask Him to forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I want you to pray this morning. I need your prayers, church. I'm going to read some very familiar scripture in your hearing, and I know you've heard it preached on. There ain't no telling how many times. And I've preached on it a time or two. And I might have preached on it here. I don't know where I did or not. I don't keep up where I preach what. And I can't remember it anyhow much. No more. You get old as I am, you can't remember like you used to could. But I covet your prayers. If you'll turn with us to 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. Very, very familiar scripture. But I was reading and this week studying some, and part of a verse stuck with us. And that's what I got this morning. So you just pray. Starting in the 8th verse of the 4th chapter. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed through Shunem. There was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passeth by us continuously. Let us make a little chamber, and I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, a table, and a stool, and a candlestick. And it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither. And if it fail on the day that he come thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, call the Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What shall be done for thee? Wouldest thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I will dwell among mine own people. And he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, verily she has no child, and her husband is old. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaid. And the woman conceived and bore a son at the season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father to the reapers. And he said unto his father, my head, and he said to the lad, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knee until noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon them and went out. And she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that he may run to the man of God and come again. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is not neither new moon or Sabbath. And she said, it shall be well. Then she saddled an ass and said unto the servant, drive and go forward. Slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. So she went and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said unto Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder is the Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? It is well with the child. And she answered, it is well. And when she had come to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the foot, but Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her, and the Lord has hid it from me and has not told me. Then she said, did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? Then he said to Gehazi, gird up thy loins and take thy staff in thy hand and go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not. And if any salute thee, answer him not again, and lay my staff upon the face of the child. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth, and as my soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And she rose and followed her. And he followed her. And Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child. But there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, the child is not awake. And when Elisha was come into the house, behold, the child was dead and lay upon his bed. He went in therefore and shut the door upon them twain and prayed unto the Lord. And he went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes and his hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro and went up and stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, call the Shunammite. So he called her, and when she was coming to him, he said, take up thy son. Then she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. Now, you pray this morning. I know that's a lot of reading, and I don't like to read, just to be honest with you. It scares me to death. But you pray this morning, and there's part of a verse that stuck with us and all that I read seemingly this morning. But you just pray for us this morning. I'd like to be able to preach. I'll just be honest. I'd love to be able to preach and show you some things that the Lord showed me in this scripture this morning. There's a wonderful story that I've read in your hearing this morning. Hey, listen, this woman was a great woman, the Bible said. And I don't know no greater woman, praise God, in the mother church. Amen. She is a typical of the church, if you'll have it, this morning, just as sure as we're here. And Gehazi, if you'll have it, was typical of the Spirit. Amen. And Elisha was typical of God Almighty. Amen. And his staff was typical of the Word of God this morning. Listen, this woman was a great woman. She cared for the man of God. Amen. She had a concern about him. She had a love for the man of God and wanted to do all she could do for him this morning. Amen. Listen. Ain't that the church? And the church wants to do, praise God, all she can do for the Lord this morning. Amen. Why? Because he's the one that saved us.
Amen. I had a thought, and it stuck with me. I want to get maybe to it in a little while. And it says in the 30th verse, I will not leave thee. Amen. I will not leave thee. Praise God. I'm glad she ain't the only one that said that, but our Lord told me and you that. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll go with you all the way, even to the end. Praise God. He ain't never left not one of us. We might have left him, but he ain't never left us. You do what the Lord puts on your heart, and I promise you, by the authority of God's word, he's going to bless you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And if he'll bless you, you can turn around, praise God, and bless somebody else. These songs they sung this morning, they just don't know how they went along with my message. Amen. In the storm, how he carried us through the storm. This woman, if you'll have it this morning, was in a battle, in a storm of her life. Church has been in one ever since it started. One battle right after the other. Amen. But listen, praise God. She helped the man of God out because she believed that he was a man of God. And she told her husband, I believe this is a man of God. We ought to just build him a room on the side of the house. And when he comes by, praise God, he's welcome to come in and stay a while. Ain't that what we want the Lord to do? Fix him a place where he can dwell, praise God, and he'll dwell there. Where's that at? Right in here. That's his dwelling place. Amen. That's his habitation. Amen. Amen. If fix it, see if he don't take his abode there. Yes, sir. Thank God. He's a present help in time of trouble. Man of God said, what's been done for this woman? Should we speak to the king about her? Or the captain of the host? Call her in here. Called her in and asked her. She said, I want to just dwell. I'm satisfied just to dwell among my own people. She didn't need her name in the lights and on the billboards and fame and fortune of this world. Church don't either. Praise God. She's just a plain woman. Amen. Amen. Listen. He said, Gaza said, well, she ain't got no child and her husband's old. He said, you call her, tell her, praise God, about this time of life, she'll embrace a son. It come for one reason, because what she had done to the man of God. Where do you think our blessings come from? Comes from you being obedient. And to me being obedient. Yes, sir. Bible said that season come around and she had a child. a man's child. Just like the man of God had told her. Amen. Amen. Bible said, I'm just going to go on through. I'll miss a lot of it. I don't ever get to all of it. I won't have time. You wouldn't sit here till I got through anyhow. So I don't want to learn your patience. Just bear with me for a few minutes. Amen. Listen. Praise God. She said, the child growed. He grew up. And what happened? Same thing that happens to me and you, praise God. And it'll happen to these little children one of these days when they grow up. Amen. They'll go out in the field with their father. Yeah, to go to work. Amen. He went out there. He'd grown up. And when he got out there, he said, my head, my head. And his father's told to let came to his mother. What better place can you come, church, and to come to their mother? She's the one that gives birth. Amen. The daddy couldn't do it. But thank God he knowed enough about the Lord to know where to send her. Send the boy. Back to his mother. Bible said the lad carried him back over to his mama and set her in her lap. And she sat there till noontime and he died. There's no better place, church, to lay them than right there in the lap of the church. Amen. You don't think you'll get some help? You lay them there and watch God work. Amen. Amen. We all, praise God, laid in the mama's lap, dead. But thank God we didn't stay there. Did she give up? Not at all did she give up. How many of us ask the Lord to do something for us? I want to get plain. How many of us ask the Lord to do something and we want it done right now? And if the Lord tarries a little while, we'll say, well, I know he wasn't going to do it anyhow. Just forget about him. This woman didn't do that. She carried her dead son up in the loft to the man of God's house. Dwelling place and laid him on a man of God's bed and shut the door on him and told her husband, you get one of the lads, saddle me an ass, I'm going out of the man of God. Hold on, church. Don't give up. I don't care how long you prayed for something. Hold on. She said, I'll never leave him. She told that lad, don't you even slack your riding unless I bid you to. You get down under to the man of God quick as you can. She was in trouble. Amen. She saw a great need. Amen. Church, that's exactly where we get when these little ones come up. Age accountability. Don't tell me God won't show some of you. They in trouble. He will do it. When they get in trouble, mama's in trouble. All she can do is get on her knees and pray to the Lord when she does all she can do. That's all that woman could do. Randy, she done all she could do. She held him and kept him until he died. And she laid him on the man of God's bed and shut the door and left. And went after the man of God. Went after the Lord, if you'll have it. How many times have me and you prayed and begged the Lord to save our kids or grandkids or some friend or somebody we know that ain't saved? Maybe still not saved. Praise God, don't give up on them. Amen. Amen, don't give up. She went down there to get the man of God. Amen. Here she come. Man of God saw her coming. Told Gaza, said, yonder comes a Shunammite. And the Shunammite woman come up there and grabbed the man of God by his foot and wasn't turning loose. She was bound and determined with all of her heart, mind, soul, and strength that she was not going to leave the man of God. She said, I ain't gonna leave him. Amen. I ain't gonna leave him. Gaza come up her and run her off. And the man of God said, leave her alone. Her soul is vexed. She's in trouble. Leave her alone. I don't know exactly what it is, but I'm gonna find out. Bible said Elisha gave Gaza his staff and said, Gaza, you get back over yonder fast as you can get. Somebody salute you, don't you salute them. You just keep going. Amen. Don't you salute nobody. And if they salute you, just keep going. Don't even answer them. And lay my staff upon that child's face. Let me tell you something. We put these kids where they ought to be. And mother's lap, the word of God will keep them till he gets here. Huh? Yes, sir, it'll keep you. If you don't believe it, trust in it and see if it won't keep you. He went over and laid that staff on that boy's face. He looked, he wasn't no voice. No hearing. He wasn't awake. He turned around, went right, met the man of God and said, he ain't no voice. Can't hear it, ain't awake. God, the man of God knowed exactly what he had to do. Yes, sir. But the Shunammite woman was stayed with the man of God and didn't leave him. Her faith, her trust in God Almighty, she knowed that the Lord wasn't going to leave her. And she proved to the Lord she wasn't going to leave him. Sometime, me and you got to prove to the Lord we ain't going to leave him. We're going to stay with you. Praise God, do you bless us. Ain't that what Jacob done? Huh? He wrestled with a man all night long. And he said, I ain't going to loose and let you go until you bless me. He blessed him, and he hauled it on his side from that day forward. Don't tell me God won't make a change. He will do it. God will come. If you'll hold on, God will answer your prayers. Yes, he will. He's the only one that can. Man of God left her and gazed outside, went into the lad and shut the door upon the two. The mother church, listen, if you hear lost this morning, the mother church can get you so far. they can get you to the lap. And they can lay you on a man of God's bed. But it'll take you and the Lord to get the job done. Well, I've tried to pray, preacher, a lot of times for the Lord to save me. Have you prayed? Have you got a hold of the horns of the altar and not turn loose until the Lord come? If you have, I promise you right now, He's come. If you ain't got there, you ain't went all the way yet. I preached one time, Lord, let me preach. You got to go all the way to get there. You can't stop 99% of the way and make it. You got to go all the way to get there. You got to go all the way if you get saved this morning. You got to trust the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. What? Well, I'll just tell you this. I had a little experience myself. Most or some of y'all older ones know my mom and daddy. Heard him preach. And if anybody could get a prayer through, my daddy could get a prayer through, and my mama could. And I knowed it. Huh? And when I come to the altar that night, or day, during day service, you know what I was doing? I was praying to the Lord for mom and daddy to pray. I stayed right there doing that and didn't get nowhere either. I'd listen to you, see if I could hear them praying. I didn't get nowhere. I was trying. But I wasn't giving up. I wasn't trusting the Lord with all of it. I was leaning upon them to get me through. It won't work. If you're here lost this morning, it won't work. Mother cannot pray your prayer and you be saved. You're going to have to pray your own prayer. After a while, I forgot about mom and daddy, and I went to praying and asked the Lord to save me. Amen. I needed to say, I wanted to be saved. I didn't want to die and go to hell. And when I done that, the load was lifted. I didn't feel like praying no more. All that burden was gone. That's all I know. If that wasn't it, I ain't got it. That's all I can tell you. But I'll tell you this. I've felt the Spirit a few times since then. Elisha went in and stretched out up on top of that lad. His mouth on his mouth and his hands on his hand and his feet on his feet. Completely covered him up. And the lad's flesh grew warm. You listen. The law of God's word brought me and you to the cross. It wasn't the great light. It was the lesser light. Just like the moon and the sun. The moon don't have no light of itself. I don't know where you know that or not. It gets its reflection off of the sun. The law of God's word got its light from the New Testament. From Jesus Christ. He is the light. But let me tell you something. They was kept under the law until Christ come.
Amen.
They was kept warm, if you'll have it, laying at his feet. but the law couldn't give life. The first covenant wasn't sufficient. If it had been, the second wouldn't have been no need of it. Amen. Listen. Elisha got up. Child was warm, but he wasn't awake. Still dead. The Bible said he walked to and fro through the room. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And he went back and stretched himself out upon the child the second time. You hear me? The second time when he stretched himself out upon the child, the second time, the child sneezed seven times and come alive. He was resurrected from the dead. It took our Lord and Savior's resurrection to take me and you out of the grave. And a lot of people think he ain't come the second time yet. I ain't gonna get on that. I believe if you won't know, if you get around me, I believe I can show you about 30 places in the scripture where it talks about the second time. And let you study them out for yourself and see if the Lord ain't come. His death paid for mine and your sins. But it took his resurrection to give me a new life. So if you're just dead today, you're still in your sins. But if you'll get a hold of the Lord and hold on and don't leave him, stay with him, praise God, and tell him you want the Lord to save you, he'll save you today. You can be resurrected from the dead and have eternal life. Never to die no more. That's the scriptures. You say, preacher, you ain't going to die no more? This in here ain't. This old flesh is. But this in here has been made alive forevermore. What happened to the children of Israel? I mean, Ephraim. Bible said, children of Ephraim being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. Are you giving up on your prayer? Think the Lord can't do it? He can do it today. If you'll get a hold of him and hold on, ain't that what she said? I will not leave thee. After she got the man's hold of his foot, said, I will not leave thee. Gazer went on, but she stayed with the man of God. And he followed her back. Can I read you just a verse, another verse or two, and I'll be through. The righteous also shall hold on his way. And he that has clean hands shall be strengthened, or strong and stronger. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. As the Father loved him and as he loves us, continue in his love. Don't give up. Listen, this right here, man down at church, old man, and he's dead and gone, preacher down there, Randy knows what I'm talking about. This was his favorite quote. And let us not be weary in well doing, For in due season we will reap if we faint not. Huh? Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does lead to beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Wherefore, gird up your loins and your mind. Be sober, the hope and hope to the end, for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Didn't he bring us life to resurrection? Sure he did. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. You know what happened to this woman? When the child was resurrected, the man of God told Gaza, said, call a Shunammite. And here she come. And he said, take up thy son. You know what that woman done? Next verse. She fell at his feet and thanked him for raising her son to life again. Listen, she got victory. She got a crown. Huh? When we get victory, it's a crown. God gives us a crown. Every time we get victory, he crowns me and you. And she wasn't going to wait till she got home or out yonder somewhere or another and wire all that crown and carry it to him either. She laid him down at his feet right then and said, thank you, Lord. Yeah. What do me and you do when the Lord blesses me and you and gives us our answer to our prayer? Church, we thank the Lord for what you've done. I want to thank him for doing this. And when she thanked the man of God, she took her son up and went out. What do you think the church does? When they get saved by the grace of God, you think we abandon them? No, sirree. Praise God, the job's just starting. We got to feed them, clothe them, and raise them up, and train them up, and teach them about the Lord. That's our job. That's what she was doing, Randy. She took the child up and went out to take care of him. And if we ain't doing that, shame on us. I'll just be honest with you. It might hurt, but I can't help it. Shame on you if you ain't doing what the Lord wants you to do after he saved your soul. He saved you to be a help to those that don't know him. And it's around you to be a light unto them, to point them to Christ. And if you'll get a hold of the horns of the altar and pray to the Lord God of heaven, our Father, and don't turn it loose. Don't turn him loose. Don't give up. Don't let him go. God will come to your rescue. Come on, Randy. While we stand, while they get a verse of a song. Don't know your heart. Don't know where you're at. I could go on and on, but I don't feel to speed it. I feel like you maybe got maybe what the Lord wanted you to get. There's a lot more in there that I didn't get around to, but it'll be another time or another day. What did that man, young man lead a while ago, the last class song was led? About the storm? When the storm passes over, huh? We in the hollow of his hand while they sing.